song is called Soul Food from the Old Smoke Band, a regular around Central Illinois, including Six Strings Nightclub in downtown Bloomington. The Old Smoke Band is also one of the bands playing Bernie Palooza 2016 at the Castle Theater. And about the guys wearing their politics in public, Heath Brandon says, even though they're kind of like a family, one thing they all seem to agree on is politics.
We share our politics with each other pretty regularly, so I kind of knew it would probably be friendly, but I didn't know if everyone was going to be on board with throwing the band name behind it instead of just our individual politics. But everybody was on board.
What is it about Bernie that is so appealing to you guys?
I think me particularly, I see him as kind of an anti-establishment type of guy. I tend to gravitate away from the politicians and the government powerhouses and that kind of thing. So,
let's talk music. And in Bloomington Normal, is it a welcoming scene for young bands, for bands that are writing original music and playing original music? How welcoming is it?
It has been, and I think it can always be. It can always be better. We got a great group of places to play here. What we need to do is get more people like what we're doing, and I think we got a lot of friends in the community that are starting to come out more. It's an exciting time because it certainly could be a great scene.
It's all about momentum, and we spend most of our time hanging out with other musicians, and you quickly realize how small that musician community is. And you know, one venue will pop up and they say they want to start booking music, and then the musicians and the bands will start kind of flocking toward there and get some momentum in one place, and then another one will pop up. And so it's kind of streaky like that. It's not a natural big music scene like what you find at a traditional music scene, but there's definitely tons of musicians that support each other, and when you go a couple degrees deeper and talk about their friends and family and the people that come out and come to these shows, it's plenty. It's a healthy, thriving place.
Well, can I ask you about maybe two or three of the songs themselves? The ones that are on SoundCloud, are they originals or are they all covers that you're doing?
Those are covers, and what we were going for there was we were at a time when we had some original stuff, but what we were really trying to do is get something on tape so we could show them to venues.
You covered the song called Hurt. I was waiting for the Nine Inch Nails version, and it wasn't it.
No, there's probably 10 more songs called Hurt, too, if you look.
Yeah. Whose version of Hurt are you doing there?
Who is that? Is that Mickey the... Mickey and the Motor Cars?
Yeah, that's a Texas band that we found the song.
Yeah.
Mickey and the Motor Cars. They just played Castle a couple months ago.
That's the fun thing about the stuff that we play is, you know, we try to pick stuff that is representative of how we feel. And when we go out and play, you may not know that those are covers.
Yeah. And musicians that we're getting to know, too. Yeah. We've been lucky, I think. The Castle's right there on the highway between St. Louis and Springfield and Chicago, and so they just pick up all these great acts coming through. We go see them as much as we can and meet them, and you know, they're people that are just like us that are touring and they've got great music, and we're just happy to piggyback on that, and because I feel like we're more connected with that. We're not just picking some song that everyone's heard, but you can only write originals at a certain pace, but we just got to keep playing new music, and we just keep pumping it out that way.
Where does the name Old Smoke Band come from?
Well, it took a lot of names in the garbage before we settled on it. It doesn't mean anything other than they're words that when we just say them out loud, it feels like it embodies our attitude. And so there's not a story behind it or a nickname anybody gave us.
So when you were really getting into music and it was just becoming important to you, who were the bands you were listening to that you had to share with your friends and, like, you got to listen to this?
Yeah, well, I grew up with rock music and grunge in the 90s. I think after I wanted to get away from pop rock and popular music, the first place I went was with the blues and just catching up on this huge infinite history of music, and so that's where I went back to kind of figure out why I like music, was to go back to the blues. And so when you make that kind of foundational in what you like about music, then you see all the new music through a different lens, and you see how it's all rooted in some traditional American music, in blues and rock and roll. So that's kind of what we keep gravitating back to, is a blues-based rock style. When we settle on a sound for a song,
And Adam, when I listen to your music, I hear some bluesy stuff, and I hear some reggae, I hear some southern rock, I hear some Los Lobos in some of your music.
Absolutely. When I started playing guitar, I was 12 or 13, and I remember very specifically hearing Stevie Ray. That was the biggest thing for me. Like, he really opened my eyes. So I started listening to his influences. BB, Albert, the Three Kings, Luther Allison, and that kind of stuff. All the Chicago guys, Buddy Guy. Robert Cray, Robin Ford, even. Like you said, that song you mentioned from Midnight River Choir, there's this whole just killer scene down there in Texas that's we really kind of latched on to as well. It's real blues based, but it's red dirt. It's got some country rock to it, and it kind of defies any kind of terms or limits, and that's what we're into too.
Hallelujah is another song that you have covered.
Yeah.
Who's
that's a Heathen song, a band of Heathens.
Yeah, early.
Okay. It's hard to say I have a favorite band, but they're definitely up there. Every mile I leave behind me is like $100 bill. You know I might come back to get it, but I probably never will. Hallelujah.
Roads by saving grace. So what do you guys want to do with the band? Is it just for fun, playing around town? Do you guys have some serious ambitions for the band itself?
Well, we're not touring full-time musicians. Everybody's working on families and jobs.
Sure.
And we're going to do it as much as we possibly can to keep it going. And it is a limitation not being able to tour and really just play all the time, because I think that would build a different type of band. But what we're doing is special because it does incorporate all of our lives too. I mean, everybody's life drama gets wrapped up in our schedule, and it's a different type of band. So we play regionally pretty well. We're going to record when it's time to record and just keep going with it and doing what we can. So
that's the goal for me. I want to record an album and do it the right way. And I think we got really lucky finding these guys in this community. It doesn't always happen that way. We found a bunch of really talented guys who are all on the same page when it comes to, jobs and commitments and that kind of thing.
We really put the family first, doing what's right for each other, trying to make the best music we can. We feel like the rest will fall into place if we just do that. So at least we'll be having
fun. I think that's the important thing. Yeah, we definitely look at it as a family. I've played in groups before that everybody was kind of a hired gun, and you can tell, this is a group that wants to be there. Yeah, it's hard to put a finger on it, but it's nice for once.